Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. I'm excited today because we've got a great show for you in store. But before we do, I just want to remind you to be sure to check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. Check out our blogs, podcasts, and other things that we have that will be such value for you as well. And be sure to check out the other podcasts we have in this series, in this episode. Lots of stuff, especially if you want greater freedom, prosperity, and a better quality of life right now. Because it's not about having this future that might happen someday. It's all about what we can really create today. And that's really what this episode is going to be about today. It's talking about really how to cash flow your retirement today. Now, what do I mean by that? Let me get into this right here is that, you know, you've been taught your entire lives, or at least your entire financial lives, you've been taught to save every dime, to spend nothing, to defer, to sacrifice, to do everything possible to not enjoy life. And as a result, what ends up happening is you end up completely going to a place of scarcity. You go to a place where you're just penny-pinching every single dollar you can, only to find out, like many, many other people have found out themselves, is that you don't have the money to really retire the way you thought you would. And especially with markets, the way they're threatening to go down again, you know, many people are saying, I've had my money in these mutual funds for 15 years and they haven't gone anywhere. Where are all these amazing returns that these financial advisors have been promising us? And this is why I had to leave this industry. I had to leave being a financial planner over about 10 years ago because it just doesn't work. I mean, I can tell you something that what's really interesting is that in 2006, I was able to retire with just $2,000 in my checking account. Now, I'm not saying everybody will do this, but what I realized, very important, this is important for this show to understand, is that it's not about accumulation of money. It's about acceleration of money. How fast can you accelerate the money that you have to be able to do this? Now, are there financial products you can use? Yes. However, I will tell you this. There is not a single financial product, it doesn't matter if it's mutual funds or anything that financial advisor can offer, life insurance, whatever it might be, there is no single product that will ever, ever get you to the place where you can retire. I promise you that. I've run the numbers. There's nothing that's realistically can ever do that. You have to be creative and do something outside of the box. And in fact, you have to completely reject doing this accumulation method. Because if you're just accumulating and storing nuts for the winter, so to speak, which is the winter of your retirement, if you do that, you'll find out that that winter is going to be a long winter compared to what you've got in nuts. And it's just plain nuts, right? Sorry, I had to throw in that pun there. And so what I'm saying is this, is that we got to focus instead of accumulation, it's got to be acceleration. It's got to be focused around cash flow, and especially cash flow from a more non-traditional standpoint. Because every financial person will tell you that you should save money in their product. In fact, have you ever noticed that the best, if you ever ask them what the best investment is, it's always whatever they sell? I mean, heck, if you go to a life insurance person, they'll tell you it's life insurance. You go to a mutual fund salesperson, they'll say it's mutual funds or some sort of product there, or it'll be something else. You know, you go to a real estate agent, they're going to tell you to buy real estate. I mean, everybody's got the self-interest, and we understand self-interest, and it's okay to have self-interest. But what if it's not in your best interest? And I can assure you that as good-hearted as all these people are, these financial professionals do not have your real best intent in mind. They want to do what's best for you, but they're trying to do what's best for you within the limits that they have. Let me open up that today. Let me open up those limits and take the lid off and have you see something a little bit different. Let's see if you can actually do something better. So I want to talk about how you can go about doing this. And it can actually involve using financial products. But I promise you, if you try to use the people that are out there, it's not going to work because they don't have the right perspective. It comes out of scarcity, the saver hoarder mentality. And that will never, ever work if you're trying to become financially free. It's got to come from an abundant steward mentality. And that's what I want to teach you here today. So the focus is here, first and foremost, on acceleration and cash flow. Well, where can you do that? I'm going to start with those of you that are in the process of accumulating money right now or starting to build wealth versus those that have some money already. Now, we'll address both, so hang with us if you're the person waiting to figure out, hey, I've got retirement money, what do I do with it? We'll address that today. If you're saying, hey, I haven't really started much, but I want to know what to do and do it right the first time, that's what we're getting into right now. So let me start with this. Is for those of you that are looking to start building wealth, you got to start with that acceleration in mind. Now, you can use certain tools. One tool I recommend for a lot of people, and this is whether you're when you're especially in that building phase, not so much the cash flowing retirement phase, but building phase, one great place you can park your money. Now, you can park it in a savings account with a bank, and that's fine and all, but you know that even with a CD, you're not going to get more than about 2% a year, and you're going to get taxed on that money too. It's not a lot of fun. I mean, making 2% and getting taxed on it is not worth it. However, there are things that are just like savings accounts, for example, like whole life insurance. And there's a guy on my team that actually gets it and does it right. Whole life insurance is a great example where you can actually save and get a cash on cash return of about 4 to 5% a year tax free. Now, a lot of people will say, well, that's not great, Chris. Well, guess what? When you factor in mutual funds as fees, taxes, and everything else, you're getting about the same at best. And that's on average. That's not whatever happens. Like if you see the market dip, then you say, oh, I got to wait another 10 years before I can retire until this market comes back up, right? Until I get my money back and whatever I lost, what I could have made. It's much better to keep the money where you have it, and I like to keep it liquid and available. If you want to create acceleration with your money, you cannot park it and leave it there for 20, 30, or 40 plus years. That is not the way to create financial freedom. It will never work. Promise me. I promise you that. I mean, it seriously doesn't work. The numbers don't work out, especially when you factor in inflation and everything else. However, if you have your money in a place where you can get some tax benefits and it's available like a savings account so it can be used in other creative ways in the shorter term or even midterm, not waiting 20, 30, 40 years, but even within the year or within a few years, this is money that can actually work well. I like whole life because there's no bells and whistles and there's no surrender fees like you get with indexed universal life insurance and things like that. You don't have to worry about tap dancing around those that are catered towards long term. Whole life, you see what you get. If you structure it right, it can be an amazing tool to flow money through because money's got to flow if you want to create wealth. See, when they're telling you to park your money in a vehicle like that, and every financial advisor does, they always tell you to park your money in those places. The problem is when you park your money there, you cannot really use it. There's no utilization of it. You can't make it work. You cannot make it grow. You're just hoping and praying that whatever they give you works. I like to recommend that people take control of their money and do other creative things with it, whether you're investing in your business. By the way, if you have a business, I think that should be the number one investment. And if you ask a financial advisor, they may not say it to you, but they'll say it to me. They'll say, Chris, that's just too risky. People shouldn't put all their eggs in one basket like their own business. And I'm thinking, putting their money with you is riskier than that. No, put it in your business. Stop putting in other people's stocks and their mutual funds. Why would you invest in other people's company and not your own? Put your money there. Put your resources, time, and energy there to be able to create better returns. And even if you put it and you buried it in your backyard, you'll probably still do better than whatever a financial planner will do for you. So business can be a great place. Real estate investing can be another great place. You know, I have a lot of people that are real estate investors that actually flow money through the life insurance, borrow the money back out because you can actually borrow money from your policy. It still compounds and grows with compound interest, even beating what you're paying on the loan percentage. They're using that money to go put a down payment on a property and then turn around and start cash flowing that. And then that flows back through the policy and it keeps going and it grows faster than if you just put money in it like every financial advisor is telling you to do. You're actually gaining actual assets. You're gaining cash flow and gaining resources all at the same time. It's awesome. You can actually get your dollar making money in two different places at once. And that could be in your business, that could be things with real estate, that could be other places where you might invest your money, where you have control, where you have liquidity, you have freedom to use it. Again, I don't recommend you invest in anything unless you've got deep passion and good knowledge for it. And so that's a great idea. Now, I've had people do this in business before. Like I've had people take, you know, use their monies and their resources. You know, give you an example. There was a doctor I was working with, a chiropractor, and he was trying to figure out how to get his kid's education fund to make more money. He had $50,000 in it, and his kid was going to go to college in about 5 or 6 years. He said, "Chris, what could I do? Because I know I need a lot more than $50,000." We said, "Hey, if you leave it in the market, maybe you'll get up to $60,000, $70,000 or so in 5 or 6 years, if you're lucky, but can't count on it." And then he told me later on, he said, in his business, he can actually go and create, he can go put $30,000 down on an office, $30,000 to $40,000, put it down on an office, and then 2 or 3 years later, he can sell it to another chiropractor for about $250,000. He says he can sell it $250,000. And I asked him, I said, you've done this before? "Oh, yeah, several times. Got it down to a system." I said, "This is your investment." I said, "Take this money instead. You start up a new practice. Turn around to her," you know, and I said, "You know, hey, talk to our investment advisor." We had an investment advisor on our team that can advise on mutual funds. And I said, "Talk to him about cashing this money out. And if you even just had $30,000 left over from that $50,000, even if you took a tax and a penalty hit, that $30,000 can become $250,000 in like, say, 3 years. You take another $30,000 out of that and go and do it again. So within 6 years, you've now made $500,000 under your control, not somebody else's." And his mind was blown away. He thought, "Wow, I never thought of that. I never thought I could use that money for this." I said, "Of course you can. It's your money. But people have done such a good job teaching you can't touch your retirement money that you never think it's an option. No, use that money and use it well, even if it's education or whatever it might be. I'm not recommending people all cash out their retirement money right now, but that's one option." You know, I had another person where he has an IRA that he inherited from his parents. We actually got him to do it in real estate, and he ended up, just in the first year alone, bought 3 properties that are net cash flowing over about $1,250 a month. That's about $15,000 a year. Now, that was only about $90,000 that he was using of his own money. $90,000 to make $15,000 a year is really good. Financial advisors can't do that. And that's not counting the tax benefits. That's not counting that his renters are actually, that $1,250 is net of whatever he makes after he pays for the mortgage, right? And all the other expenses. So the renter's also paying down his properties. So he's building equity in these properties at the same time. If you really factor in all those numbers, he's probably making the ballpark of closer to about $25,000 to $30,000 a year just with the gain that he gets from those properties. Now, $25,000 to $30,000 a year from $90,000 is a pretty amazing rate of return. That can actually create some possibility. And the cool thing is we're actually having him use a life insurance policy to flow that money through and use that for the down payments. He's using some IRAs, but he's also trying to build equity as well. So there's cool things you do with that and so many others. I've had people do things where they've had oil investments and they've done things there. I've had people have done other, you know, creative investments. There's even like contracts you can do where you actually can buy somebody else's life insurance policy and things like that. I mean, there's so many amazing things that you can do outside of just the normal thing. Now, that's talking about how to use the cash. Now, for those of you who are trying to build money, that's very important because if you're looking for a place, you got to store it and you got to be able to know how to use it. And so when you're building cash, to be able to have access to access your cash whenever you feel like is very, very important because if you can't access it when you need it or when you want it, especially if you want to be able to make more money with it, you've got to do that. And so I say whole life, but it could be a savings account. It could be anything else. There's all kinds of ways to do it. Again, this is case by case. It depends on your situation. Now, for those of you that do have money, you've already heard a few examples of how to use money. I'm going to talk to you about even how just having this life insurance, not because of the cash, but because of the death benefit is important. So I had one woman, she had $2 million in IRAs. She was 65 years old, and she was wondering what to do. Now, granted, she loved her business. She loved what she did. She wanted to do it till the day that she couldn't do it anymore. And so she didn't need the money. But I told her, I said, if we go by traditional financial advice, your $2 million, if you pull off only 3% a year right now, that would be $60,000 a year. You would be able to live a middle-class life. And she was fine with that. She was single. She'd never been married. She didn't have any kids. She had a few nieces and nephews, but that was it. And so she said, okay, that's not bad. I can use that. And I said, but with inflation, especially how every 10 to 12 years, it seems to keep doubling in cost, it seems like, just to live. I said, that would money will run out fast. And especially with how healthy she was, I said, it'll be easy that you could be living to 90 plus because of how healthy she is, and because she was also in the health industry too. So I said, you know, we don't know how long you're going to live. We got to plan for that. And that's a risky thing. I said, just by getting life insurance, and she was totally anti-life insurance, by the way. She actually got rid of hers. And I told her, I said, if you do that, it'll cost you tens of thousands of dollars a year. She said, I don't get it because it costs me money to buy this insurance. And I said, well, let me give you an example. So I said, if you buy even just a $1 million policy, and with that $1 million policy, she was able to get it for about $13,000 a year because of her health rating and everything else. I said, hey, you're getting this. You're able to get this policy. The cool thing is that $13,000 a year is a low cost compared to what you can do with it. Because I said, you know, this, what's happening right now is if you have this in place, because you have a life insurance death benefit that can pay off at any time, this means you can spend down all your assets while you're alive. You're not and she wasn't too worried about leaving anything behind. She wanted to leave a few $100,000 behind for her nieces and nephews, but that was it. Nothing big. And I said, great, this gives you all the more reason to burn through your cash faster. Because financial advisors will always tell you to live off of less than the interest. That's why they say 2 to 3% a year, so that you don't run out of money. I'm saying you can run out of money and be fine. And so I showed her on a mortgage calculator. I said, hey, what if you're only earning 4% on this money, which is very conservative. That's actually less than what they pay, the way we're structuring it, but I wanted to be lower. I said, if you're only making 4% a year on this money, including the money in your IRA, if we kept it safe, and so you have the life insurance just in place, it didn't matter what cash you built in it, you just have the death benefit. Now, you also have this money here in these IRAs. Well, now you can actually pull off principal and interest because you know you can replenish those funds if you ever had to. You can replenish them with your death benefit. So I told her, I said, hey, you know, with this $13,000 a year cost, that does cost you money out of pocket. But what it gets you to gain is that now you can pull off every single year about $130,000. So I just showed her that 25-year amortization. I said, you can pull off $130,000 a year and spend down all of your assets. You know, and you have no more IRA. So you'd be 90 years old, but you would have no more, but the IRA would be gone at 90. I said, well, good news, life insurance you can turn around and sell as an asset later on if you ever needed the extra cash. There are investors waiting to buy tax-free benefits like that. So I said, that's a possibility too. I even said, hey, on top of that, guess what? You can even go and you can even get a reverse mortgage on your house because her house was paid off at that time. And even for those that paid it down, you could do the same thing, but she had paid it off. She was over 62. I said, you can actually get a reverse mortgage on your home and the life insurance, of course, could pay it off in the end anyways and pay off that debt. I said, you can actually get paid by the bank an extra just about $2,000 or so a month. I think it was like $2,200 a month. So I said, in total, you know, with everything here, you could be cash flowing about $155,000 a year as opposed to $60,000 a year they're doing the traditional way. And her mind was blown. And I said, well, take out the $13,000. It'll cost you $13,000 to get $155,000 a year. Is that worth it? And she said, absolutely. Even if I don't need the money, that's worth it to me. I said, there you go. And then I connected her and got her hooked up with the people that do our life insurance stuff. And that's a beautiful thing. I mean, when you think about how you can get creative, how you can make money work for you, and there's so many other examples, so many other ways. I just don't want the show to go on forever. But those are the kind of things that you look at is how do we really make that money work for you? How do you create cash flow today? I mean, we've even had people that have used, you know, equity from their homes and don't always recommend that. But what if you knew that equity from your home could go buy, say, 4 more real estate properties? You could actually have your mortgage being paid for with the cash flow from those investment properties. Again, this depends if you're doing it right, if you're a good steward and you know what you're doing. So that's the key, right? So that's the thing. I mean, obviously, every situation is case by case. You know, if you have questions, reach out to me. You can email me, chris@moneyripples.com, and say, hey, Chris, what do you think about this or that? You know, let me know your questions because I know they're all individual. It's all hard to say, you know, case by case. But anyways, I'm just telling you, stop focusing on accumulation. Stop listening to everybody else. Start focusing on acceleration of your money. Start doing those things that are actually going to make you money, create wealth right now. Yes, it is possible to create cash flow and retirement today. I've done it. I've had many other people do it. It's very possible. So go and make it a prosperous week, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.